Well, on a Friday afternoon, after working in my welding business, I got called out for a swarm of bees at the Darwin Showgrounds. And as you can imagine, after a hard day's work welding and that, the last thing I want to do is go out and investigate a swarm of bees. But my wife said to me, Julie, she said, it might have the small high beetle involved in it. So I thought, yep, you're right, I've got to go in and have a look. So I rang up Vicky, the government apiarist officer, and we both decided we have to go in and check it out. So I got there first and found the caravan that this thing was actually in, and realised it wasn't the Apis mellifera. It was a small Asian honeybee that it actually came from Queensland. They're actually endemic now to top of Queensland around Cairns, and we don't want that pest up here as it is a direct competitor with our bees, and it can be quite an aggressive little bugger. So yeah, we definitely had to get rid of it. And
I remember that story, and the hunt was on to find the queen. What happened there?
yeah, well, I think that the caravan was on the back of the truck. It was rather hot. The bees started running out of food, and obviously the workers leave the caravan. They can't get back because they're too far down the road. And I think the queen must have left, and without a lot of bees with her, she would have died. So I presume she's lost between here and Queensland. At least I definitely hope that. I don't want to see that particular bee up here, so fingers crossed.
It's not the first time you've been involved with an incursion like this, is it?
No, it's not. About 4 years ago, I got called to John Holland Barge early in the morning, and they had a hive of bees on the side of the barge, and I got told to go out there and investigate, find out what's going on. So when I got there, it was a complete lockdown, which I was really impressed with. They shut the whole place down so this bee didn't get away, or hopefully wouldn't get away. And as soon as I seen those, I realised they certainly weren't our bee either. They were about half again the size of our normal bee. And I didn't know what they were at the time until Vicky turned up and she ID'd them that the giant Asian honeybee, which came in from Timor. So we got in a big cherry picker and a massive industrial vacuum cleaner and sucked them all up. And we got the queen, and lucky because they did have parasites inside the bees. So, yep, another one to the territory.
So in the judge's comments, they said that the Northern Territory is the only jurisdiction in Australia that is that its apiary industry is free of pest and disease. At a commercial level, what does that mean to beekeepers like you?
It's good. The less pests we've got to fight trying to keep our bees, the better off we are. And had you just mentioned that, you're absolutely right. Every other state's got pests except the territory. We've got the wax moth and green ants, stuff like that, but that's nothing compared to the problems they've got in the top of Western Australia and Victoria, Queensland, New South Wales.
Picking up this biosecurity award on behalf of industry, how does it make you feel?
Pretty proud. Yep, I'm actually quite rapt. I think a small apiarist industry in the territory is able to stop both incursions that we've had so far. We should be very proud of ourselves, actually.
And I did want to ask you what it's like being a beekeeper in the top end at the moment, only because I think about last month we heard from one beekeeper who was calling it quits. He felt it was too hard because of ongoing fires. How are you finding it?
I'm finding it difficult as well. Most of what Taz said was correct. When you burn off, the trees definitely suffer. I had to move my hive 6 times last year because of fire problems, and it is difficult to find good fodder for them. But I'm lucky enough to get on a couple of stations at the moment, which they don't burn off, and the bees are doing not too bad.
Well, all the best with the rest of the season, and well done on the award. Cheers.
Thank you very much.